The rich in China are growing faster than in the Western world. For this year's rich list, you would have had to have made more than $100 million just to get on the list of 800 people. When Rupert Hoogeworth first put it together in 1999, he struggled to find 50 people worth more than $6 million. The Shanghai-based Hoogeworth says it's no surprise that the wealth of the members of the list also grew 104% year on year.
Well, I think 2007 has been a true watershed year in that a lot of the policies and that have been sort of developed over the last 5 years really have come to fruition as far as the personal wealth accumulation is concerned this year. You know, so we've got urbanization is the key trend, and a lot of the property developers really have blipped onto the radar screens worldwide, so to speak. And then you've also got the capital markets, which are sort of beginning to get better access to these good businesses in China. Those have been the two key drivers this year.
To be rich in China is something new, and it continues to be something that is viewed with suspicion. Many of the early entrepreneurs got their start with financing from questionable sources.
I think 10 years ago, when we first started the rich list, there was quite a lot of distrust for anybody who'd made their wealth. They were bound to have made it through something called guanxi, which is, connections, basically an underhand route to getting land or getting good contracts. And I think that was the general feeling that anybody who was wealthy was probably corrupt. However, I think over the last 10 years, there's been a massive revolution, if you like, in the image of wealth, so that the people that make it to the top of the list today are seen to be much more in a positive light. So you've got people like Jack Ma from Alibaba, and he's very much considered to be a star because he's very international, he's obviously very clever, and he's built a business which is now not just a Chinese beater, it's actually a global player. And I think that sort of change we're seeing, in every sector, because these people have suddenly become very scalable, and the numbers are quite, staggering, if you like.
Author of The China Investor, Getting Rich with the Next Superpower, Cesar Bacani has watched China's rich take hold from his base in Hong Kong for nearly 20 years. He says there are still reasons for the wealthy to fear the system of socialism with Chinese characteristics.
There is still distrust, I imagine a lot of those people on that list are really nervous because in China you don't want to stand out, especially in the press. China is still a communist country. If you set yourself up, if you become too prominent, then you end up in the crosshairs of the tax people, the regulators, the Communist Party, just everyone.
Bacani says a lot of the old money millionaires have a lot to fear as the money trail is followed back to its roots, some of it to organized crime and corruption.
If they've been in the business long enough, they would have started in a gray area. Because in the past, it would have been impossible for you to do this the legitimate way anyway. To begin with, you're not supposed, private sector wasn't supposed to be doing this and that and so on. So in the continuum of this economic growth, while a lot of people are now making money legitimately, the provenance of that capital is still suspect. And you never know in China whether the government suddenly decides to make to investigate you or to make a lesson out of you.
But something that is emerging from the exploding number of new rich in China is the average age on Rupert Hoogeworth's list. Of the top 800 wealthy in China, the age is dropping dramatically every year, and it's often wealth that is unsoiled by corruption.
There's one key trend to be aware of in China is that predominantly all these people on the 800, on our rich list of 800 people, are all self-made, i.e. they're all first generation. Now, the average age of these people is 47 years old. Now, that's significantly lower than, if you like, Western Europe or Australia or even the US. But the reason it's lower is because they're all self-made in one generation.